What you're about to hear is Sergeant Michael Honecker's edited audio recording of Joseph Ciampi at the Stanford Hospital on March 15, 2008.
I just went, and then I was going to grab my chief. So, He goes, get out of here, get out of here, show me your hands. So I show him my hands, I took my cell phone.
Were you outside the van and then you went back in to get your phone?
I was standing at the front of the door of my van. Yeah.
On the ground or?
I was on the ground.
Okay. Alright, so you went
back in. So I turned around, went in, grabbed my cell phone. And that's when he came in, you know, trying to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And when he pointed the taser at me, I said, fine, you know, I'm coming. Here's my, and show me your hands. And I showed him my hands. And I just, I'm making a phone call. That's it. I'm just making a phone call. And so as I come out of the van, they throw me up against the fence. And
did you resist him at
all? No, I did not. I just, he just kept pointing the taser at me. And he said, put your hands behind your back. And I just said, just let me get this phone call in. And then he tases me.
So you didn't resist at all?
Not until he tried to tase me. When I turned around with my hands in the air, and he was like...
Which way were you facing with the hands in the air? Facing him with the taser, or did you turn around? Did you turn your back to him?
No, my back, they threw me up against the fence, and my hands were in the air. I forget, the tape recorder wasn't going because it was the back. And the cell phone in the other hand. I turn around, I go, I'm just making a phone call, and he's got the taser gun pointed right at me, and so I just kind of like, God, don't tase me, and he tased me. And I automatically went like that, then they kind of rushed me.
While you were in the van still?
No, this is all outside the van. And so I just, all it was, I didn't want to be tamed. And all I wanted to do was make a phone call and let someone know I'm being arrested. And arrested for nothing. And I tell you, the taser didn't stop me. Okay, the only thing I stopped is because I know I don't want to get in trouble for hitting a cop.
Yeah, no.
Do you remember hitting the cup?
No, but I remember, you know, I don't want to, the other guy got out of the taser and they're like, you know, don't tase me, because I know what tasers can do anyway. I'd rather be hit with a baton than tase.
So you say the taser didn't work on you? Did you feel the taser?
Well, the first one missed.
Okay.
Because I moved out of the way. And then when he got me in the leg,
mm-hmm,
and started zapping me,
were they giving you direction at the time to put your hand behind your back to stop struggling?
Well, at that point in time, it was like, he tased me, or he tried to tase me, and then they all came at me, and I'm just like, I don't want to be tased, just get off of me. It was just more like a wrestling match.
And were you resisting during the wrestling match? Do you remember elbowing
people in the
face?
I don't want to be tased, that's all. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. I'm not leaving. I'm not running away. I'm just standing here. Okay.
And explain to me again why you didn't.
All I wanted to do was just make a phone call.
Why didn't you just follow the officer's directions from the very beginning? Let them determine there was no illegal activity going on.
There was no illegal activity.
Yeah, but they didn't know that. That's what I'm trying to point out to you.
Yes, they do.
How do they know that?
When you show up and see that there's no illegal activity going on, they move right off. You know, and he threatened to tow my van. And then when I got out, she says, it's illegal to be sleeping in your car overnight. And I go, no, it's not. She kept going, yes, it is. It's city ordinance. And I've been through this before. I have police officers on tape from a few years ago. And they went round and round about this, and the guy actually called into the dispatch and had him try to find the ordinance. And
okay,
he comes back, says, right, I guess there isn't an ordinance. And
all right, getting back to today's incident, though, do you think that maybe it would have been avoided had you just spent the extra few minutes letting them know that who you were, what you were doing, and let them determine that nothing was going on illegally, and then left you there? Would that have been a better route to go?
How many times do I have to do that?
You know what? There's 80 officers. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever met you, and I would have asked you the same questions.
If officers showed up at your door once a week and ran your ID once a week, how would you feel about it? What woke you up? Typically, it's waking you up.
Okay, but you have to admit that you're located in an area that's not the norm.
You know,
okay?
I live I lived two houses down for 6 years. And I've lived in that general neighborhood.
It hasn't impressed the neighbors because they're the ones that are calling us. We're not going out hunting for you, right?
It's people who usually, if it's someone calling, it's someone walking their dog from about 4 or 5 blocks away.
Okay. But you see the difference between somebody living in a house having the cops knock on the door every day, that someone living on the street having people call them in all the day, all the time because they're suspicious. Whether you are or not, in their minds, you're suspicious.
The police officer threatened to tow my van.
Okay.
And that was wrong.
Do you think, would you do anything different?
Yeah.
Would you take the time to avoid this next time? Just by letting them know who you are and what you're up to?
I've told this other officer, why can't you just, you guys got a picture of me anyway. Why don't you take a picture?
You know what? You're not that special. We're not going to send...
Why do the three cops show up in the morning?
We're not going to send your photo to everybody because you are who you are, all right? We respond when we're called. We were called. Do you see any responsibility on your side in this, or is it totally a... totally one side.
Well,
it's a yes or no.
Let me ask you this. I don't see any responsibility on my side in regards to the escalation of this incident and me just defending myself.
So you think you think every cop in the area should know who you are and what your activity is?
No, I don't. But I also know that if I'm not doing anything illegal, then cops don't have a right to come up and ask me for my identification.
If we get a call, then we're obligated to at least check out the circumstances.
The circumstances. We need to check out the circumstances.
And how are we going to determine whether anything illegal has taken place if we don't at least talk to both parties? You being one of the parties. Isn't that reasonable?
What's the other party?
The ones that called us. The people that called us saying that there was some activity going on.
What activities did they say was going on?
92487, that's your birthday?
Yeah.
And, any pain anywhere?
My left arm started to hurt. Scraped, I guess.
And do you know when your last tetanus shot was?
Yeah. Alright, you got anything to add? Other than the fact that you don't appreciate being stopped all the time for the same reason? Thank you, Joseph.
No, we don't do that.